Mr. President, the following statement is delivered on behalf of the Interagency Coordination Group on Mine Action, IACGMA, comprising United Nations entities involved in mine action. The United Nations welcomes the efforts undertaken by your presidency in support of the universalization of the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention, APMBC. The number of states parties to the treaty has now reached 162. That is 84% of member states. However, 35 states remain outside of the APMBC. Echoing the message of the Secretary General of the United Nations, who reminds us that anti-personnel landmines have no place in our world, the United Nations calls on those states who have not yet done so to accede to this important convention without delay. Mr. President, the designation on 14 April of the first ever United Nations Global Advocate for the Elimination of Mines and Explosive Hazards has provided the United Nations with an additional spectrum of options and platforms with which to bring attention to relevant international normative instruments and encourage greater universalization. In closing, we recall that the Secretary General of the United Nations, the depositary of the APMBC, reiterated in his last report on assistance in mine action of this past August, a call for the universalization of this critical instrument and for compliance in all aspects. Thank you, Mr. President.